Hi guys, and welcome back to the Fully Geek Ladies. Welcome back to our episode. Today we have all things movies. We are talking about Wonder Woman and Soul. So, Sharifa, take it away, kick us off.
Wonder Woman 1984. So this is the sequel from the 2017 Wonder Woman. So it's the ninth installment for the DC Extended Universe. So we have starring Gal Gadot. Is it Gadot? Am I saying it right?
I would say Gadot.
I don't think Gal Gadot.
She is a bit twangy, so I assume it's got a bit of a twang.
So she's a Diana, Wonder Woman, and we've got Chris Pine, who, if you are a Star Trekkie like me a little bit, he was in Star Trek and in Jack Ryan. And Pedro Pascal, who's Maxwell Lord, he was in Game of Thrones.
That's it.
Game of Thrones, yeah. His face, was it Lord Auburn or something?
Yeah, he's the one that crushed his skull.
That's it. Yeah. And then we've got Christine Wiig, who we know starred in Bridesmaid. So Wonder Woman 1984 is set in the Cold War, so it's following the first one where her lover obviously has passed, and this is kind of following a dreamstone, wishes.
Basically, Aladdin.
Basically, yeah, basically. Yeah. Okay, so what do you guys think?
For me, I like a bit of action, so in that aspect, it didn't disappoint. But the storyline was a bit, you know,
lacking.
Maybe. Yeah. The first one, Wonder Woman, was good. I like the beginning, but then where the beginning and the rest of the film didn't really match together. There was like, it was separate films to me.
Yeah. Would you watch it again?
No, probably not. I mean, I'm paying my check because I rented it for £15, fell asleep, and had to rent it again to finish the rest. So
okay, that was not a £30 movie. But we will get into it.
Did you get some popcorn?
I didn't even have any snacks home. No snacks. Oh. Yeah.
For £30.
That's, I don't know about that. But yeah, I thought it was all right. It's not the DC type thing that I like in terms of the storyline. It was lacking. That was my main thing. It was just, yes, she was following one wish man, dreamstone man.
Can I just do this? If I had
one wish, that's all I kept singing. That's what I kept singing. This is what I mean. I just felt like I kept trying to make gaps in the storyline for myself because it was just.
And he kept forcing everyone to make a wish, like make a wish. What wish?
Yeah, because he wanted to steal. So basically, him becoming the Dreamstone was making him weak. So he was basically dying. But the more wishes people made, he was able to regain his health. That's why if you look at the end, he started looking better as he was screaming. He was looking better. But I don't know. What do you think, T?
Guys, I watched this out of love for the DC Marvel lovers out there. It's not my genre of film to watch. And it was 2 hours of my life that I could have done something with, if I'm honest. Partly, like you guys have said, the storyline was complete and utter nonsense. I kind of felt like they didn't have a story, so they needed a movie to add to the franchise. So they rushed it. I mean, I didn't get the point of anything. I didn't get the point of why was she sent to Earth? She was this Amazonian warrior that was really good. When we saw from the beginning, she, as a child, she was competing against people that were older than her. The beginning was the best part of the movie for me personally.
Basically.
She came to Earth. I haven't seen Wonder Woman 1, the first one. So I could be missing a lot of background information. So I didn't understand why she came to Earth or why she came to Earth. I just didn't get the movie. I really didn't get the movie. I understood the it was about wanting and longing to be somebody or something significant or having something. Because if we take each character for Diana, she had everything. She's got the look, she's damn bloody beautiful, she's got the strength, she's got everything, but she's lost the love of her life. So she wanted the love of the life. The stone presented that to her. Then you've got I've forgotten the character's name, but the beautiful lady that played that was in Bridesmaids, her character, she was this geeky nerd. I found her character, the progression of her being this geek to her being this villain, too fast, too soon. If the character didn't build up, it was just I'm geeky, and then I'm
it built up a little bit. I think it was just it was under the influence, just under the influence of a spell. Let's say
I get it. But it was just for me personally. It was just 1 minute I'm wearing glasses, next minute, oh, let me show my shoulder.
They were showing that though, because she since she made the wish, it was a gradual transition of noticing her
for 2 hours. For me personally, for 2 hours, that wasn't a gradual transition. I didn't get the premise of the film. I just didn't get it. Wonder Woman came to save the world from people that were saved, that all had their wishes. Okay, like the
so villain. If you watch,
it was very random. And when she turned into a cat, fox.
Yeah, she wanted to be the ultimate phoenix vixen, didn't she? Something.
Okay. So if you watch Wonder Woman 1. She came to Earth because the God of War was destroying Earth or waging war. So she was sent there to do that. And obviously she fell in love with Steve. Steve passed away. So she just decided to stay. Obviously she joined. So if Wonder Woman 1, if I remember correctly, at the end of it, Batman recruited her to join the table.
Yeah.
So she just stayed to save the world. So I think that was her goal. So her wanting Steve back, she didn't even know she had wished for him back, was her longing to have someone else, because she's lived how many years and had no one else. So the beginning for me, up until the wish, it was actually looked like it was going somewhere. I thought it was, oh, this could actually lead to something. But then it got too wishy-washy, it got too child's play. Like for me, it was just a bit like, okay, everyone's wishing, okay, me too, I wish lottery winning. Like, it was just, I don't know, it just got a bit too playful for me.
Yeah.
And it didn't really set the tone for what we know about DC Universe. I don't know, it just seemed like an episode rather than a movie. It seemed like an episode of Wonder Woman.
2 hour
where it, not the 2 hours, but I mean like the whole storyline could have been squashed into a 45 minute episode of Wonder Woman, absolutely, if they were doing an episode. So that was the only thing. The graphics were good, as usual. Wonder Woman graphics are quite up to the beginning, it was good. When she was flying in the sky thinking she was Lord of the Sky, that was just a bit that was a bit grabbing onto to lightning. I was like, lady,
the 1980, I get it. And maybe it's a pun or jokes on me, but the whole Superman Batman day, that's how they used to fly back in the day. And I get it, it was Wonder Woman 84, so that's how they probably used to do it in the 80s. I got another thing. We were meant to be in the 80s, right? 84, clearly, hence the title.
Yeah.
But she, for me, felt like she was dressed
modern.
In the 20th century, her shoes, her blouses, everything. Again, I haven't seen Wonder Woman 1, so I don't know. Right,
it is set back in the day then as well, that's where they meet. And then but there is elements of her being in the future. So she's been everywhere.
That's why that's what I'm trying to figure out, if this was, she's been to the future and that's why she's influenced by the style herself.
Yeah, because that's what I thought. So she was dressed completely different.
She looked completely different. Yeah. And I get it. Maybe she was meant to stand out, but she looked completely different.
She had gone into the future.
So yeah.
She had everything. So to her, she's now current. She's in present time with us, but she can travel back in time type of thing. That's why it is more. But it was a very discombobulated film. Like the beginning was like, okay, great, this is gonna be one of those action, and then the middle was like, okay, now she's working in the history museum, and then it was just like, and then yeah, I would.
I was waiting for the guy to transform as well, because we're used to seeing the villain all like, so I thought maybe his brain would go bigger, or you know, like all the wishes, like a genie head, but he just stood there going, I wish, keep wishing. Oh, my son.
Okay. The purpose would be fun as well. Like, what was he there for? Because he didn't speak. And it's like, oh, daddy, at the end, like, What was the purpose of his son? What does that symbolize?
My thing is, if this guy has threatened the president, has done all of that, has stolen the president's helicopter, has landed back to go and visit his son, and there was no one to pack him up, he didn't get jailed, nothing. Maybe that came after, but at least show us that. I don't know. Mm. It seems so, I'm going to save my son. Okay, son, I'm here. I'm going to be good now. Okay. But you've destroyed a lot of people's lives.
Yeah, they could have done a lot better. They could have done a lot more with the budget that they had for that film. They could have developed the characters a lot more, in my opinion. Yeah, it's okay to have nice graphics. It's okay to have a nice look and feel. But if the movie is not going to grip you and you're sitting there watching it again, you know, like when we discussed other things, when are you going to end? It's not really the best movie, you know. And I I don't mind an action movie, I don't mind the Marvel franchise, all of that, DC comics, but yeah, it's just not,
make it good if you're gonna make it.
And also, you know, the main lead was a female and she was the hero, you know. I really wish that could have been.
But the thing is, there could be another Wonder Woman, because if I don't know if you guys have seen all of the Captain Americas, there was one Captain America that was so dry, like terrible. And then it's like they saved it all up for Captain America, it's not Civil War. It's Civil War. That film from beginning to end is amazing. So I think it could have been one of those ones where they're just transitioning to tell another story to then get to the end goal, because it's going to be like a Batman film coming out or something to get it together, because sometimes they just have those films come out just to be part of the franchise but not mean anything. So I think that was, because it wasn't something I'd ever watch again.
Yeah, it's the storyline for me that just, yeah, it was disappointing. I feel like with women leads, it's as if they don't put enough effort. Like, look at Captain Marvel. Like, there wasn't that much effort. I don't know how to explain it. It's like, it was all right. It was all right, but still, the storyline was not the greatest.
I see what Sharif is saying. When you look at, I know they're two different DC Marvel, but when you look at the Batmans, when you look at even Captain America, when you look at Black Panther, of course, we're going to love Black Panther, and then you kind of look at Captain Marvel. I did watch that with my husband. And then Wonder Woman, it was Miss Marvel, not Captain Marvel, and Wonder Woman, you kind of just feel, okay, what's going on with these women? Like, why are they kind of, it's a mediocre film. It's very mediocre for me, I felt.
I'm feeling, because that's Marvel, even though it's Marvel and it's DC, it seems to be the same type of effect of women. But anyway, yeah.
What did you think of Christine Wiig's character? She was the nerd that ended up being this horrible cat. Every time I looked at her, all I saw was Bridesmaids.
Yeah.
I couldn't see her in any other light. And she was so funny in Bridesmaids that when I kind of felt that this was her serious role.
She did well
That's what I was gonna say. I think
she actually did quite good for what she, like, for who she's been as and being a comedian. I think it did translate well, but like you said, I was waiting for a laugh. I was waiting to do something related to her character. I think she plays the geeky, like, ditzy role really well, so to see her in a different light was nice, but I prefer her to go back to comedy.
Yeah. She was all right. She was all right. As a villain, did I buy it?
No. She's kicking the man down the street. I was like, oh, this is a bit much.
She was running down the road.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
For her character.
All right, Terminator. Are you okay?
Yeah. It's like topic just wasn't gelling. The whole thing just wasn't meshing together, I think.
The only bit I liked was Diana and Steve's relationship. It's just so cute. And I love at the end when the guy that actually owned the body that Steve was in, they met again and she's just smiling.
Yeah. He told her to go and get to know him type of thing. So I think that's
probably... with him. I know Steve's soul was in there, but she kind of... Man.
She knows what she's... Okay, fair enough. But yeah, I guess...
I didn't believe that... Again, I haven't seen Wonder Woman 1, But I didn't believe the chemistry. They were more like best friends than, for me personally, than these lovers. Like, I don't know. The only time in the movie that I believed their connection was when he started, when they met at the work dinner. And then he was like, no, it's me. Look, how would I know this? And she was like, oh, Steve. And she's looking at him and they did that whole whirlwind thing that they do in the movies. And then they turned around with each other and they kissed. Other than that, I didn't believe it. When they woke up in the morning, I was thinking, was this meant to be like your lovemaking scene? When they were fighting together, it was just...
I think it's more her. I think it's more her than him. It's her acting. Her Wonder Woman. Her
personality as Wonder Woman.
I think it's a mixture of each. I think she's just so Wonder Woman like that. I don't see...
I agree with P. Like, it's just...
It's just meh.
Yeah. The whole film was just meh.
They just... Yeah, there wasn't
seasoning.
There wasn't love chemistry. They worked well as a team. It worked well for the movie, I suppose. But to believe that they were a love interest there, for me personally, it was like, okay.
I will say, I did feel it when she was like, she walked away from us, she kissed him again. I felt that bit. I was like,
oh yeah, when she walked away going,
yeah, that's probably the only time.
And then she started running and then flew in the sky.
No, but I can, because like, we've all been there, you know, you're letting go of someone you care about, you know. Well, maybe not. I don't know. I'm just saying. I felt that bit. That's probably the only connection I felt for their relationship, to be honest.
I don't know. I will not be watching Wonder Woman 84.
I have one anytime soon. If you wanted a wish, what would your wish be?
If I had one wish.
That's a good question, Paulina.
I would actually wish.
If everyone asked for three more wishes.
No, but that's greed. And then you take it too far, then it just gets out of hand.
I'll ask for three more wishes, and then I'll wish COVID away.
Oh, amen.
That's what I was going to say. It's been lame. Not that it's lame, but it's like, okay, I wish COVID away, then what?
It sounds like you're doing a pageant. I wish for world peace.
World peace. No, I would actually wish for like the whole world to just, you know how in cartoons, for me anyway, I'm like, if life was just like a cartoon, everyone would just be happy. So I would wish for
Tom
everyone.
And Jerry.
They do get on sometimes.
That Miles violates Tom to the next degree.
I would want everyone just to have unity, understanding, empathy.
But the world can never work like that because it's yin and yang.
Why can't it?
Yin and yang, that's one thing I've always learned, that the world has to, for every positive energy, there's a negative energy.
But does it need to be
create an equilibrium?
No.
Ever watch the movie Equilibrium?
If everything's positive, then there's just no room for anything negative because everything's positive and everyone's just happy.
Yeah, it will never work like that because where there's a heaven, there's a hell.
Yeah, but you're going too deep into it. I mean, what I'm saying. It's true. No, but I hear you. But that would be my wish.
It's just that's why there's what's it called? Free will.
Yeah, but it's because Eve ate the apple, but you know.
Oh my gosh. Oh,
let's not blame the woman now. Let's not blame the woman.
Oh, apparently men will.
We're really going down this route.
I'm just going to stop talking. How about that?
I think
that was good discussions.
That's for Geeks After Dark or After Hours or something.
After Hours. All right. Let's move on to our next one. Before we move on, what would you rate Wonder Woman?
A good 4 out of 10, 5 out of 10.
5 out of 10.
5. It's half. Oh.
5.5.
It wasn't terrible, but it just wasn't great.
Yeah, it wasn't the greatest. I think it's a storyline.
I guess you guys say that because it's something that that's your genre of movie kind of thing. Yeah, for me, it's a 3. I mean.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, Marvel or DC? For me, it's Marvel hard. All day Marvel.
It can be hard because DC have some really good things.
Yeah. Again, I'm like, DC's Batman, isn't it?
Justice League and all those lots.
Yeah. It's hard because there's some bloody good movies out there with DC. Marvel, you know?
Yeah, Wolverine was good and all of them ones, but the old X-Men was good.
Oh, I like the new X-Men. X-Men was good.
I don't like too much change. Like, sometimes just leave things as they are. But
Well, you say you don't like too much change. You know, Robert Pattinson is going to be the new Batman. How do we feel about that?
Yeah.
Well, Ben Affleck wasn't any great, any better.
Ben Affleck was good.
I think Ben Affleck was good. Yeah, right. I like Ben Affleck.
I
don't know about Robert Pattinson.
That was like grunting, like, my name is Batman. That hoot.
Who's your favorite Batman then? Before we could move on to Soul.
Say that again.
Who's your favorite Batman?
It'd have to be Sebastian.
You feel good.
The one with Heath Ledger.
Oh really?
Yeah. I can't forget. Sebastian Bale, is it?
Christian Bale.
Sebastian Bale.
I think it's Sebastian.
Sebastian.
I'm bad with actors' names, but
yeah.
Sebastian.
I think Christian Bale was good as well.
I think Val Kilmer is my favorite. Maybe because I fancied him as well, but I'm not sure.
He's in my confession.
That's when I
what is
that? So not George Clooney then, yeah.
No, George Clooney was not good at being Batman whatsoever. In my opinion, he was okay. And I don't think Robert Pattinson's going to be any better because all I see is Twilight guy.
Literally, moody.
Yeah,
I don't know if he'll, I don't know if he'll do it justice. To be honest, I feel
sometimes they surprise us.
I don't find him sexy. Batman is supposed to have a bit of sex appeal to him.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. He is. He's meant to be
sexy, rich guy. Yeah. Bruce Wayne at night, and then Batman. I mean,
Bruce Wayne is every woman's dream.
Yeah, rich, smart.
Rich, smart,
mysterious.
The new Superman. He is. Delicious. I can't remember his name. The new Clark Kent.
The new Clark Kent.
He is tasty.
I'm not a big Superman.
No, I'm not, but he just him.
I like Superman, but I mean the characters. I've never been a bit like, ooh, Superman.
No, you need to see him. Him as Superman is like tasty.
Well,
Henry Cavill,
that's it. Yeah, he is.
Yeah, when he wears his glasses, I'm like,
yeah, he is.
All right. You know what? I think growing up, because Superman used to be that show that was always on BBC One, you will see it on a Saturday and all the rest of it in the 80s. Anyone that's new, I just can't.
The Witcher, I just remember.
Yeah. Christopher Reeve was the best Superman ever. He played Superman for years. And when he, you know, unfortunately had his accident, and they tried to bring other people in, it just, for me personally, didn't work. And, said again?
Even now?
Yeah, Henry Cavill is good looking, and that's just about it.
I forgot about him.
I'm going to watch it tonight, darling, because he's...
I'm going to watch The Witcher again, you know.
That sounds like another Fully Geeked after hours.
After Dark. The Fully Geeked Dungeons.
Superman, come save me.
Okay. Let's move on to some lighthearted PG. next thing we're going to talk about is Soul. Soul. As you can see, Paulina's reaction. Okay, so Soul is if you haven't seen it yet, it's a computer animated comedy drama released by Disney and produced by Pixar, starring Jamie Foxx as Joe Gardner, Tina Fey as 22, and is directed by Peter Docter. If you don't know Peter Docter, he did Up, Inside Out, and Monsters, Inc. So if you've watched Up, it gives off that always leaving a message type of movie. So it's just following a middle school teacher, music teacher, that's passion is jazz, just following his journey with his passion after he finally gets his break and then unfortunately passes. Well, he falls down a manhole, isn't it?
Yeah.
So he just follows his journey on discovering himself and discovering what he can give to the world. What did you guys think about it?
I loved it. So when we first initially watched it, like, I was really getting into it. I just don't know the sign. basically when at the beginning when like they introduced it and he's playing the music trying to teach the kids and all that stuff, but I was really getting into the music. I just really appreciated how I can't even speak, I was getting emotional. They appreciated like Black culture in the sense of how the hair was natural hair, the music, even that, just all the characters are very like brought to life for me. And I was No, they are, but I really appreciate it more so now. I don't know if it's because of like times that we're in and stuff like that. So I just really appreciate seeing it more in current times. I think that's one thing that resonated with me. And then what I was a bit like thrown aback when he just found the manhole and it just turned into like fictional things. I was like, oh, here we go, another Princess and the Frog moment, Black characters finally, and then we're just coming to be looking at lines and stuff. So I was disappointed by that. Then I stopped watching it and I took the time to watch it again. And then I feel like the messages in these films are more aimed towards the adults rather than the children. So I love that it includes everybody when they have these kind of stories. Up, same thing like you said, Inside Out, the same message, all that stuff. It's just remembering the meaning of life. And I really like value and appreciate that, because obviously when you're in your moments. So anyway, I just really love the film because of how it just, the message behind it is great. Yeah.
I liked the voiceovers. The acting was really brought to life, as I said, in the voice. Like Jamie Foxx, you could feel everything. You even forget for a moment. And I know a lot of animations do that anyway, but some of them you don't get lost as you would. And I forgot to mention Angela Bassett as, do you remember, is it Dorotha Williams, the saxophonist?
Yeah.
You could hear Angela Bassett's voice. It fitted so well with the animation. So I really like that. And as you said, when it went down the manhole, because I've seen Inside Out, I kind of had a feeling that we were going to get that kind of feel again. It was going to be a moral story at the end of it. I kind of felt, so first time I watched it, yeah, it didn't go great. I just decided to just leave it and I watched it again. Yeah. When I watched it again, I actually thought, okay, this actually, it has that message, you know. So yeah, I did enjoy it.
I'm literally trying to beg my son to watch it again. He's like, no, I don't want to watch it. I'm like, can we just watch that? No, but I think it's really cute. Really
it's nice. Not, yeah. Is I don't think it's a film that needs to be watched over and over again. It's not going to be, for me personally,
Final Frozen.
It's not going to be a classic, like, oh my gosh, guys, you know, I can't see my kids being like, oh mom, let's watch Soul again. And being very intrigued about watching it, purely because I think it is slightly geared to the more older child. But again, even an older child, an adult, for me personally, an adult's gonna have to explain to them the meaning of the story. You know, there's more to life than just, yeah, follow your passion, but there is other things out there, and you've got to realize that sometimes following your passion is not necessarily your passion. It can lead you to other things, because he thought his passion was music and him playing music, but his passion was music, but helping others discover music, kind of thing, if that makes any sense. I enjoyed the movie purely from the point of view that I, like you guys mentioned, I knew who each character was. So I knew that Dorotha was Angela Bassett. Obviously we knew Jamie Foxx's character. I knew Jamie Foxx's mum was Felicia Rashad. She kind of even looked like Felicia Rashad herself. And it was quite nice to see that they, without making it so obvious, they had these characters that still had the resemblance of the people that were doing the voiceovers. I really did enjoy the message, because as an adult, it makes, especially in the times that we're in, it makes you actually think, okay, what is your passion? It actually made me think, what is my passion? What do I like to do? And is that really my passion? And am I thinking that certain things are my passion, but it actually isn't? So it actually was food for thought. But yeah, I mean, if we weren't in Corona times and this was in the cinema, I think it would have done well in the first week, and after that it would have plateaued. And I think it would have done well purely for the fact that we as a Black community, look at me trying to do an American accent, community would have gone out to support, because it's a Black it's yeah. a cartoon that stars a black main lead, but I don't think it would have done. I don't know personally. I don't think it would have done as well
because with Jamie Foxx being the lead, it's actually one of the top films of recent times. I can't remember. I forgot the article if I find it, but it was a top rated film with Jamie Foxx being the first black male lead. That's what it was. So because of that, it's
done as an
animated film. It's done really well based on that. So I hear what you're saying, but I think it did do well, and it has.
Yeah, but I guess it did well because of the times that we're in. If you think about it, we can't go to the cinema, we can't do a lot of things. So when something new comes out and it's good, when I think it's good and it's different because it's an all black cast, we're all gonna jump on it and watch it and support. And again, I think even if it went to the cinema, and I think, so let me rewind myself. So I think a lot of people, especially having Disney Plus, and it's been a new film, would have sat down and watched it, regardless of the color of your skin. I think had it been a movie that had gone into the cinema, given the content, I don't believe it would have done well, but I don't think it would have had as much success as it has had, purely for the fact that we're at home. A lot of people are looking for things to do. TV, yeah. Watching TV is one of them. Watching something new is one of them. So when something comes out, it's going to be like, okay, we've got to watch this because there's nothing else to do. However, going to the cinema, by the time I've gone and I've come back and I've said, oh guys, yeah, you know, my kids were mucking around with popcorn, you're not necessarily gonna go out to watch it. You might do, just support. But if you think to yourself, I've got a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old, or I've got someone that, kids that are like 2 and 1,
you may not watch it. After a while, they just tune out.
They definitely do. It's too. It goes over their head for them. Like, it's too much dialogue. It's too much. There's not enough child action to engage them, like Frozen or like whatever.
Any of you notice one of our very owns in there?
Who?
Graham Norton.
Oh yeah, I loved it.
Moonwind.
Oh,
Graham.
Yeah, loved him.
Yeah. Did I watch it again? As I said before. Yeah,
I already have.
Twice was too many times.
Oh, you people. No. I've watched it like 3 times.
I think for me, if they put more jazz into it, because the jazz was at the beginning, was at the middle, and then a little bit at the end. If it was more jazzy, it would, but then again, some kids may not. So I think that's why they did a few bits of it. But when they did play the music, I was like, yeah.
It took me away with it, especially because obviously they take it away in the film, and then I actually traveled with them wherever they went. But my son actually said he wants to learn to play the trumpet, just watching that. So I was like, oh, okay, that's really cute. So I'm going to look into that for him. But I think it's nice for kids. Because I remember like playing an instrument in school was like, who wants to play an instrument?
Oh, I played too.
I played the violin as well. So I feel like having that was a good message as well for kids.
You can't like, actually get lost.
To play an instrument or?
Yeah, to want to play an instrument type of thing.
And as you said about the whole passion thing, I do remember when I did play instruments, how it made me feel then. I won't say I got lost and went into some spirit world, but I do relate. Like, and I've always said, I would love to be so passionate about, like, if you watch dancers, musicians, like if you watch how they get lost in what they're doing, I've said, I've always wanted that. Like that's you get them.
Sorry? I said, that's me with
Oh, you! Oh, that was that's a story. I knew I heard fufu. I was thinking passionate fufu. No, but you know that passion, like when you're truly engulfed
in something
that
like
you're good in, especially when they close their eyes and they are really, really good in it. That's the kind of passion I'm talking about. So, as you said, it did make me think, like, what makes me get lost in my own little bubble when I'm doing something that I'm just like, I'm actually lost in this. And it takes you to a different place. Is basically your meditation. Yeah. What is your meditation or technique or whatever you want to call it? Do you know?
Before children, I think, like,
it's a good question to ask yourself.
I don't know, honey. Like, I feel like I haven't lost myself since becoming a mom, but your priorities have changed. So you don't necessarily have time to just focus solely on yourself. So I feel like I feel like I'm triggered right now because I don't know. And I'm like,
this ain't no episode of Real Housewives.
Oh my God. I'm going to come back on that one. What is my vision? I would say my kids, but that's pathetic. Like,
huh? That's a good one.
I don't know. That's, I'm getting emotional.
What about you, T? What's yours?
I don't know. And I say I don't know because I like to do a lot of things and I enjoy a lot of things. Mm. But are any of them my actual passion? Does that make it? I don't know. And I guess that's what the film made me, that's one of the good aspects of the film. It made me sit down and think of all the things that I do on a regular basis, all the things that I quite like doing, what is my passion or what am I meant to do?
Girls, we are on Fully Geek Ladies. That is our passion.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It is
funny. Our passion is TV. Come on, we are TV.
How could we forget? No, but I mean, just for yourself, like, I think spending time with myself is my passion because I don't get to do that type of, just, you know, when you just want to focus on you, I think that is.
That's where your passion. What's my passion? I think I'm with T. I like a lot.
I think more, I would say for you though.
Yeah, it is, but I do get lost when I use my hands. So even when I make stuff, generally, I love. Anyway, let me rephrase that. When I do DIY stuff at home. And just make stuff and then just seeing how it looks like when I'm done. That is a passion for me. But before, I'd say, yeah, dance and yoga used to be my thing where I could actually literally get lost in and be like, I could just keep going and going and going. And just close your eyes and everything else just goes away. So I think one of the take-home messages I'll say for some of our listeners is try and find your passion, especially during this time. That's the only way to help with this whole pandemic and it gives you something to focus on, I think.
Yeah, I think actually saying that, my passion right now is my weight loss journey because I'm trying to get fit before 30, hon. Because when it comes to my 30th birthday, I want to look back and be happy with what I see, feel good about myself and everything. So right now, my passion is my fitness journey because I am actually dedicated to it.
Girl.
But yeah, so that is going to wrap up today's episode of the Fully Geek Ladies. We hope you've enjoyed our first episode of season 2. We hope to look out for more content, more like excitement and things to come. See you soon.
See you later.